Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Well, it sounds like a parallel universe, but the British Culture Secretary told Sky News today of plans for a UK vaccine certificate, which would enable people to attend live concerts and packed sports stadiums. Westlife has already announced plans to play Wembley Arena in August, the first concerts at the stadium in 2 years. Well, for the latest in all this, we're joined now by Enda Brady of Sky News. How is it all going to work, Enda?
Well, Sarah, that's the big question, really. I think the government has been trialling a document that people could carry. Now, it hasn't been made clear whether this would be a piece of paper or a digital document like an app that you could have on a smartphone. But they're pushing ahead with this, and there is a lot of optimism here. And I think the key to all of this will be the vaccination programme. And just in the past hour here, we've learned that in the last 24 hours, it has been a record-breaking day. The UK vaccination centres collectively have delivered 660,276 jabs in 1 day. We're now pushing past 28 million people who have had a dose of the vaccine. I mean, extraordinary figures, and that will be absolutely key to opening up hospitality, concert venues and sporting arenas this summer.
It certainly is an extraordinary figure. The vaccine certificates then, if they come into play, they'd be for internal travel only, is that right?
Yeah, correct. So I think the focus will be very much on the United Kingdom, first of all. Now, SAGE is the scientific advisory group that steers the UK government thinking. And my understanding is that they are quite concerned about this third wave in Europe at the moment. France, Paris, regions of Italy as well, going into more lockdown. And also the German public health chief announcing that they're at the beginning of a third wave. You know, the feeling has always been that what happens in Europe turns up here a couple of weeks later. So, you know, there's optimism. There's serious grounds for optimism, but no one's getting carried away. And the phrase that I heard used today was that, you know, we mustn't assume we're out of the woods yet. And that was coming from the highest levels of the UK government today.
What age groups are on course to be vaccinated in the UK then by late August at the rate that you're going?
Well, everyone will be vaccinated by July. That's the Prime Minister's plans. And my understanding is that Boris Johnson had his jab today. So out of the 660,000 plus vaccinations put into arms today, the Prime Minister was one of them. It's been a big, big day here. They're working their way through the cohorts. And the next age group will be the 40s. So I'm 45 years of age and I will be in line for one very soon. I just did not think this would be happening so quickly. But they will have every adult in the UK offered a vaccination by the end of July.
Just finally then, if there are any vaccinated Westlife fans here, maybe healthcare workers or over 85s indeed, if they want to travel to Wembley in August, would that be allowed?
I think that's a very interesting question. Certainly Wembley will be open. That's the plan. You know, they're looking at holding the FA Cup final in May with one third of the capacity. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with borders. But, you know, Britain is coming back, you know, green shoots of recovery, everything moving on. I think just give it a few weeks before you book your tickets. But I think there's grounds for optimism, certainly.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Enda Brady of Sky News.